It is the Trippin' Time Show. Good morning.
Dial the show toll-free number for you to use.
888-435-5932, or you can reach us on the web at trippintime.com.
T-R-I-P, the letter N-T-Y-M-E.com.
None of you guys are wearing your name tags today. You know, today's National Name Tag Day.
Yeah, well, you didn't give me one.
No.
I'm Kid Rock today.
Yeah, Joel, where's our name tags, man?
He's an idiot.
He came up with our name tags. That's
well,
sweet.
No, actually, Trip, there are, real quick, a couple people on the show have name tags because we have the Trippin' Time coats.
Yeah.
That Joel has, our
and
boss
Justin.
Has, Justin has,
our
one of the girls who
Beth.
Works upstairs
yeah.
have. And the only three people, honestly, who don't have them are you, Trip, yeah. myself, and Mandy. Yeah.
Trip, whose name is
on
the show.
Well, today,
makes no sense.
Today we do have a new round of coats coming in. Jane has her coat today.
Okay.
The bum across the street who sleeps in the gazebo, he's got one
yeah.
coming.
Yeah, he's got one. Yeah. The gang over at Carl's Tavern across the street.
Yeah, they got theirs
coming
too.
And my spring coat will be here today.
We'll all continue to wait around. Yeah, by the time I get my coat, be
winter be over.
Long done with winter.
All right, on the phone now and join us for Sean's one-on-one interview.
I decided because he lost his prep information.
RJ are you going to get little off?
Yeah,
little
I was hoping off? Somebody was going to take the task of trying to pronounce your last name, RJ. I'm not exactly sure.
Is it really that bad?
I don't know.
Well, for me
difficult.
It is.
Well, for me too, Mandy. Don't throw yourself under the bus on this one. Lindelof?
Lindelof, that's good. You can call me the ultimate prankster. That's just fine.
Okay, oh, the ultimate prankster is now on the phone. It's RJ from RJL Software Fool's Tools. Go to rjlsoftware.com right now. Brush up on all the things he has to offer. Of course, that link is already at trippintime.com. Good morning, RJ. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm excited. April Fool's Day is coming.
Yeah, right around the corner,
wait.
Man.
Is this like your
right
favorite day?
Is this your big holiday?
Oh, it's my big holiday. It's my favorite holiday, you know, next to Halloween's also my favorite. But
a lot of people like Groundhog Day.
What the heck is Groundhog Day?
Oh.
No, April Fool's Day is the best day of the year. I tell you what, that's the time where you can get on your coworker or your best friend or your neighbor and you can play the best prank ever.
I'm hoping to get on my coworker this year for April Fool's Day.
Do it.
Okay, RJLsoftware.com offers classic computer pranks from RJL Software. So now you can make your computer, burp?
Yeah, we have the random burper, which you can launch on somebody's computer there at work, and it'll randomly turn up the speakers really loud and belch. Different belches is about 9 different burps that we include in the software.
It automatically turns up the speakers?
It automatically cranks up the internal sound, and it will turn your sound card all the way to the max and belch as loud as it can.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that freaks somebody out.
Oh, definitely.
First thing in the morning.
We have the sister prank, too. It's called the random farter, which does the same thing, but it's only farting.
Oh.
We've got enough of that here.
Yeah, we've plenty of that going on here already this morning.
Oh, she did that?
No.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, Mandy's guilty of it.
She doesn't fart, though. She foofs.
That's a new one. I'll have to make one of those.
So you get a CD with gags on it, correct?
Correct. There's 25 CDs, and there comes with an installer. And
25 CDs?
I'm sorry, did I say CD?
Yeah.
Well, sure, you can buy 25 CDs, but it's 25 pranks on a CD, I apologize.
Okay,
And you put the CD in, it'll automatically pop up and run, and you pick the prank you want to put on the person's computer, and you eject the CD and walk away.
So even if you're a computer idiot like myself,
yes.
If I just pop the CD in, it'll point me in a direction.
It'll point you in the direction, pick a prank, and eject the CD and walk away, and whoever comes up next is going to be having to deal with the prank that's on the computer.
Wow.
And, of course, these pranks are harmless and they go away. But, you know, for the time being, just like any prank, you're really, really scared and you're not sure what's going on. And, you know, hopefully you're laughing, too, when it's all over.
Yeah, so it won't create some kind of crazy virus on your pal's computer?
No, not at all. If there was a virus, I wouldn't be in business.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
That's right.
And there's nothing funnier than a computer with gas.
Yeah.
That would crack me up if I went to sit down at my computer and it started farting.
We're very intrigued by bodily functions here.
Yeah, well,
but who isn't?
The random farter will do that. We also have another one called the flasher. And the flasher is kind of like a subliminal message that you can pop up on the computer. But except being text, you can have any picture you want. So you could download a picture of Paris Hilton and tell this program to flash that on the screen at random intervals. So if you're working on the computer and you're like, wait, did I just see Paris Hilton? Because it's so fast, you're not sure if you just saw that picture or not.
that's
hilarious.
Great.
You could really mess up somebody's mind for a day with something like that.
Well, what I would do is try to come up with some kind of a product and then have you put that on the CD so that I could subliminally sell my product like they did in the early 1900s.
We're just all about making money.
Yeah, we're just trying to make money.
We're very broke.
Extra money on that.
I was thinking about installing.
We're in radio.
I was going to put a picture of Marge Schott on Tripp's computer because at the end of the day, he'd be like, man, that Marge Schott was pretty sexy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We also have what's called the finger, and you guys are familiar with the mouse cursor. It's normally like a pointer or something like that. Well, we have the finger, which will randomly change that pointer to the middle finger and flip you off and go right back to the normal cursor again.
Yes. Oh, now that's funny.
Yeah, that might cause you to look twice.
Sure.
And then the second look, it's not there anymore, right?
Exactly. It's so quick, you're not quite sure if the thing just flipped you off or not.
Oh, gosh. Now, how did you come up with this idea to do this stuff?
You know, back in 96, I wrote my first prank for my boss, and you know, he kind of enjoyed it, so I put it out on the internet, and other people were downloading it for free and enjoying it, and it just, you know, went from there. I was getting submissions from people, hey, why don't you make a prank that does this? And I would do it, and now I got 40 of them and a CD full of them, and I'm on the radio with you guys.
Is this all you do now?
Actually, RJL Software does other software programs and things, but this time of year, we really want to get our pranks out there and make sure that everybody has the tools they need to prank their neighbor.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great.
So this has kind of become a full-time job for you at RJL?
Definitely. Definitely a full-time job for me. Do other things, but, you know, we'll do a new prank. About once a month, we'll make another prank and get it out there.
It's your company, correct?
Definitely. Definitely.
So before you got into this, what were you doing?
Before I got into this, I was in college, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then I came out of college and started doing this on the side and had another engineering job, and then it just turned into a full-time gig for me.
So you're one of these computer entrepreneurs.
Well, you're successful, and quite frankly, it frightens us.
Yeah.
Really, we're not sure what success means.
Failure, on the other hand, well, we've got that down.
You sound like a young guy, too.
Yeah. No, can we ask how old you are?
How old do you think I am?
I'm going to guess 26.
32. I'd say 26.
30, that was close. I'm 30.
Okay, 30.
So yeah, I guess I'm young. You guys like 50 or 60, you sound like it.
Well, 80s.
No, I'm only 26.
I'm in my late 200s.
Nice.
No, Tripp's 33.
Tripp went to school with Moses. Young, you guys are successful. You have me on the phone.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
The only thing would be better if you had boobs.
So, well, as you say, you add a new prank about once every month. What was the most current prank that you've put in?
The most recent prank we put in was called Clippy. And if you guys ever work in any Microsoft products on a computer, you'll know that sometimes a Microsoft Office assistant will pop up a little clip.
Yeah, the paperclip guy.
Paperclip guy, yeah. He'll pop up.
Or the light bulb.
Or the light bulb or whatever. Well, what we did is we made a little paperclip replacement or simulator, and it looks just like the Microsoft clipboard, or excuse me, the Clippy. Except it says random messages that don't mean anything, such as your Windows desktop icons are still there, and then it'll go away. Or your computer seems to be turned on, and it'll drop away. So it's basically just spoofing that. And
that's
nice
funny.
Thing about this thing is you can tell it whatever you want to say. So if you have a buddy at work that has a specific thing going on, you can type in what it should say, and it will go through the list of things, and it'll say it all.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Now, do you have something in the system that would prohibit you from, like, maybe typing in an indecent message for your friend so it always stays clean, or how does that work?
Not with the Clippy. The Clippy basically is just a text file, a notepad. You can open up and type in whatever you want. So if you want to make it dirty, you sure can.
Okay.
We give you all the power in the world.
Just be careful doing that, because you don't want to wind up with some sexual harassment lawsuit.
Ooh, I do. I want one
crazy message.
Oh, well, don't
on this
worry,
thing.
I'm working one up. Justin.
Get yourself in trouble with the boss. Gotta keep it clean.
Prank your
boss.
Well, you
know,
you
could do this at home too.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
I mean, for your loved ones or kids.
Because nothing says love like a good computer prank.
Oh God, I think this would be hilarious to pull on.
I think it's funny too.
On your kids, too, because usually the kids, they say your kids are smarter with the computers than you are. So what you do is you get your kid and you can say, I can still get you. You think you're good, but look at that. You were freaked out.
That would be good. Yeah. I don't have any kids, but.
Daddy's still watching. Now, I know that you're trying real hard to push the April Fool's pranks from RJL Software, but what other things do you offer there?
At RJL Software?
Yeah.
Sure, we offer other utilities. We have an auto run if you guys ever use CDs, and when you pop it in, it does auto-run. We have a professional auto-run creator. We have message creators. We have instant messaging software. We have screensavers. We offer website hosting, custom software development. We do a lot of a wide range of things to keep us in business.
Sounds cool.
Oh, yeah,
all
definitely.
All kinds of options. Yeah, go ahead, Jess.
What's that?
Oh, you were raising your hand. I thought you had something to say.
I was stretching.
Oh.
Good morning to you, too.
Yeah.
He's just waking up.
Yeah.
It's the time I get up every morning, about 7:15.
He's joining us.
Yeah, don't worry. He'll be back asleep in about 3 minutes, though.
Great.
And don't worry, I mean, it has absolutely no bearing on you. He does this for all of our guests, so.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sure he'll be awake for the busty one.
All right.
You got a nice rack there, do you?
RJ, appreciate you joining us on the show. Now,
yeah,
can you only get the software at your site?
Correct, rjlsoftware.com.
Okay, no toll-free number, anything to call?
No toll-free number today.
All right, well, I'll tell
That's
you what,
great.
If you have a hard time reaching that, you can always go to trippintime.com where we've got the link posted to RJL Software Fools Tools on the way, just in time for April Fool's Day.
You know, and everybody's got a computer nowadays, so this is the way to go if you want to play some pranks. Not get caught.
Real funny computer pranks for your friends for April Fool's. 25 gags on one CD. Thank you so much, RJ, for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank
All
you.
Right,
thanks,
RJ. On the way next, news with Mandy Michaels. It's Trippin' Time Show.